wonder if we could just take a tour up Curtis Street.
Yes.
And so we know that Phillips was the old First Avenue.
Right.
And now...
Oh, and at the end of Phillips, too, the water line...
Oh, yes, tell me about the water.
The water line just went up to Phillips.
Okay, so you had water on your farm.
Yes. And at the end of this water line, there was a tap. There was a, you know, pipe with a tap on the top of it. And that was used by the people who lived above Phillips, who had wells.
Okay.
And they could come down, if their well ran dry in the summer, they would come down and get buckets of water and carry it up the hill.
Was the tap put in by the city?
That was the city, yes.
Had people asked for it?
I have no idea about that, but I know the tap, it was always there.
Okay.
And I know that that's what it was used for.
And people would come down from the mountain,
yes,
and fill up and...
If it was really dry, they did.
Yeah.
Some people's wells probably didn't go dry, but those who did, they had the use of the well. Also, Vancouver City had 200 acres on that side of the mountain, on the west side of the mountain. And they were going to use it for a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
But Burnaby would not allow it because of the wells and the seepage.
Oh.
So they weren't allowed to build a cemetery there at the time. Now, I don't know when that property was turned back to Burnaby.
Well, actually, it went to the province. I believe the province bought it, and it was developed into what's known as Forest Grove now. Yeah, the Burnaby 200 lands.
Forest Grove?
Forest Grove.
Forest Grove is below the tank farm.
And a little bit to the east.
Yes.
And it gets confusing because there's also a Forest Hills, and Forest Hills is directly below the tank farm.
Oh, okay.
And then there's a little tank farm, and then there's Forest Grove, and that was the old cemetery property there.
Really?
I think so.
I understood it was on the west side of the hill, but you know, you're probably right.
That's what you remember, that so the city would not allow the city or Vancouver to develop the cemetery because it would pollute the water.
That's right, the well water.
Mm-hmm. Yes. As we go up the mountain, now there was the road on Second Avenue that was built.
Went north over to Hastings.
Oh, yes, here's Second right here.
It went over to Hastings.
So here we are, Second.
And on Second Avenue, there were a few houses. There were two houses, one on the corner and one next door.
Okay.
Now, behind these houses, there was a little bit of a lane almost. And you could drive your car in there. And I wondered, I don't know, but I wondered if that might be considered Third Avenue, even though it wasn't halfway between Second and Fourth. We never called it that. We didn't have a name for it, as I remember.
And what did you call Second Avenue?
Burnwood. We called it Second Avenue.
You called it Second Avenue.
Yeah,
okay.
Those were all Second, Third, or Second, Fourth, Fifth.
Okay.
First Avenue, we called that First Avenue too, but we also called it Phillips.
Okay.
Now, on Second Avenue, Burnwood, at the far end, the Hastings end of it, there were three houses there.
Okay.
And I used to babysit there, too, at one of those houses.
Oh, and what was the family's name?
Forsyth.
Okay.
And he was a guard at the penitentiary. And he had been in the armed forces. And she was a war bride from England, a very, very nice lady. And they had two boys. And, you know, it was fun to be there. The babysitting was kind of interesting because I used to do a fair amount of that when I was a teenager, and I did it down the street as well as up. and you got a dollar.
For the whole evening?
For the whole evening, yes, or yes. The whole day or whatever it happened to be.
Yes.
But there was a family down on Duthie, and I'm not sure what he did for a living, but he always gave me $2. And I quite often went there on New Year's Eve, and then he would give me $5. And oh my goodness. I also remember babysitting one time. This is kind of a funny story on an aside, but down on Cliff Avenue, there was a fireman and his wife that lived there, and they had two boys, and they were under school age. So I went there this evening, and they were a really nice young couple, very nice. And the two children, they always had them dressed in their pajamas, and this evening was no different. And the fellow said to me, come on in. He said, the boys are okay. He said, you don't need to worry about the boys. He said, but I've got something I want you to look after. So he took me into the kitchen, and in behind the stove, there was this large crockery, I don't know how many gallons it would be, but it was one of those big crockery pots. And in there, he said, I want you to stir this every hour, on the hour. It has to be stirred. And he was making beer. So I was really babysitting that. I'll never forget that story because it was so funny to me. But the boys, they were fine, you know, and put them to bed at 7 o'clock or whatever it was. And they were fine, but I had to make sure I stirred this beer.
Stirred the beer.
But going up the hill now, I got off.
Yes, we're at the end of 2nd Avenue near Hastings. Do you remember any of the other places? Any other families there?
There was a Goodwin there. I think it was Goodwin. And that was next... No, what's that? No, that wasn't next door. There was a bit of property in between. There was all bush up in there.
Mm-hmm.
And in this house, it was closer to Phillips, but not... It was actually closer to Hastings than it was to Phillips, but it was on the south side of this other Forsyth's house. This house had an English couple in it. And I'm not sure when they came, you know, but they might have come in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived there, and that was, I think it was Goodwin or something like that. But in this house where the Forsyths lived, when they moved out, there was a Chaters that moved in there. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Chaters, there's a plaque in the Burnaby Hospital in one of the rooms there, and I've forgotten if it's in the X-ray room or just where it is, but she donated to the Burnaby Hospital.
Oh.
I think that property and everything, it was a large donation she made to the hospital, and she has that plaque is there in honor of her. Now, there was a house across the street, and I can't remember the name of the people that lived there. But then when we went up to 4th Avenue...
Yes.
Oh, on the corner of Burnwood and Curtis, there was a family there, and they had two boys, and I think a girl. And that family, I've forgotten the name, but... I have a feeling it's Olson.
Okay.
Now, I don't know that they were Scandinavian, but I think that's what their name was. And next door to that, I don't know who was in there first, but later on, in the 40s, there was a Teslow family. The reason I know that is because there were a couple of girls there that used to play with us. And this is where this lane came in. It went to the back of their house.
Okay.
So whether that was considered 3rd Avenue or not, I have no idea, but it was a lane. And it was you know, fairly close to the houses, and they just used it for them.
The people that lived on Second Avenue, they wouldn't be farming at all. They'd have jobs elsewhere.
They weren't farmers.
Okay.
No, nobody farmed there that I know of. No.
So they had jobs elsewhere.
Yes. There was also, after the war, there was a fellow, they had these displaced persons, and he was a displaced person. And he came and he bought the property next to us, above us, on the east side of our house. And he decided that he was going into mushrooms. So he built three, I think it was, huge mushroom houses. So we had this next door to us, and he had a lot of trouble getting people to come and pick mushrooms for him. So he talked my mother into it, and one of her friends, a younger woman up the street, so they went there and picked mushrooms for him. And sometimes at night, you know, or later in the day, he would want them to be there, so they would go. And that was fine. But he, I don't remember what they were paid, but my mom would come home, they just, you know, they were so tired and just filthy. Because, of course, it's horse manure that they use with that, you know. And he had a really successful business there, I guess. And then he left there, and I'm not sure, probably around the 1950s or something like that, he left there. And I understood he went out to Langley or Aldergrove or somewhere there. There were quite a few mushroom farms there, I think. And I think he moved out there.